Hello, and welcome to this episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. It's entitled, Ripping the Web the Way You Want To. This episode will go over some techniques and things you can use to rip web pages, the content from them, and circumvent security measures used for those pages. I'm going to go ahead and talk about the problems with web page rippers now. Really any web page automation tool that has recursive option. Your wget and friends, links, lynx. Generally, if you want to do just a basic text-based dump that you can probably parse out to a database somewhere or something, I use lynx with the minus dump and width of 99.9. Pretty cleanly dump the web page straight out to text to use parse later. It's good for database, stuff like that. You got HTTrack, WinHTTrack, great filters, great rules, whitelists. You can filter out all kinds of things. You can follow streams, follow tags, change agent, everything. As far as an out-of-the-box web page ripper, this is going to be the best one or one that you want to start with and then go from there and figure out exactly what parts aren't ripping and what parts are. We got curl, it's fairly popular. Does cookie support and agent tags, stuff like that. And you can also incorporate curl into PHP if you want to do interactive scripts as far as automating a login, setting a cookie, downloading something. On my website, you'll have videos for ripping Flash templates, and then also there's a separate one for ripping pages that have things like cookies or refer checking or JavaScript to help prevent against their pages getting ripped. For streaming media, I found Real Media Catcher works pretty good. It's fairly portable. You don't have to do a thin install of it or anything like that. It's good for feed streams, has support for basically MIME types, any kind of MIME type you can add in there. For example, if you wanted to download just JPEGs, you could add JPEGs in there, but it does have a MIME less limit of anything 500K and up. So if whatever file you're trying to download is under 500K, I think it is the minimum size that you can go to. And it also has some issues with other sites like VO. You can only get the first commercial segment before the first commercial segment instead of getting the whole thing. And WebEx, I've had some problems with too. I haven't been able to figure out what MIME type or how it's picking up that. Things you'll need to know before you start ripping a website. Troubleshooting or trying to figure things out, you'll want to start with the Firefox plugins. Live HTTP headers. This will show the headers, server, tag, the target, what it's posting, all that good yummy stuff. WebDAV is good for also the same thing. You can convert what I found converting posts to GET requests. And then also it has cookie manipulation where you can view the cookies, set cookies, change cookies, delete cookies, and see what happens on the server side as far as if you delete a cookie and you still get the results you want, you don't necessarily need to have to worry about that cookie. Download them all, of course, has multi-threaded support and swarming. Resume, this webpage supports it, of course. And pretty much the downloader that I'll use for downloading a large amount of files. Some basic things as far as the web page is concerned before you start is, does the content actually come from that host, or does it come from a different host, or does it come from multiple hosts? So you'll want to narrow down, okay, it's gallery.com, but the actual images come from albums.com. So you'll have to recognize that your content's going to actually come from album.com. Does it have everything all on the same path? So for example, if it's album.com, does it have it in /photos of album.com, or is it sparsed all over the place in different paths? If it's in a specific folder path, then you can just filter out everything except that. So for example, if it has forms or an FAQ or something like that, you can go ahead and filter all that out and not have to even worry about picking up extra content. Does it have security checks? For example, refer checking, or does it set a cookie, some JavaScript that loads a cookie, or like a Flash raw connect that will override the browser's proxy settings, or any agent tag checks, anything that will secure the site's actual content. Go over Ripping Flash. This works for just about any SWF site. You might have undesirable results on the decode end, but, you know, that's decoding and that's how decoding works. It's gonna work with pretty much any template site. They generally work the same. They're going more towards XML file databases and loading of files through XML. You're gonna want URL Snooper, which is going to track the URLs that the SWF or Flash movie is downloading. You're gonna need wget and use the minus x tag, which will keep the path information intact, so that way you can just copy and paste and be done with it, have the right correct path names and destinations. SWF decompiler version 3 and up, running currently 3.6, works very well. It's actually portable without an install. You can just copy a couple of DLLs over with it and you're good to go. For any other details on that, there's the actual video that will cover all that good stuff. But basically how it works is you start off with URL Snooper, get the SWF, and then copy and paste all the things once you've navigated through the Flash movie. Copy and paste all the URLs to all the content into Notepad, add wget minus x in the front, which will keep the paths intact, and you'll have a dump of all the files that were loaded with that SWF. Now the only thing you need to do is to decompile the SWF, and actually, of course, download the SWF, and then decompile it, and you'll have the source to that SWF with all of the files that you accessed using it. All this is pretty much covered in the video tutorial. You might have to pause it at some points in time, but it pretty much covers everything you're going to have to be able to do to get it working right. The next part I'll go over is being sites that have Java or Cookie Reverb based, and there's also a video on my site for that also that will kind of show you how I came to ripping a proxy list site that used Java and also Reverb and also cookie settings. So that's a little video on there for you. Starts off, you navigate using Firefox and you want to look at what's going on, and then you'll see, okay, a cookie's being set. Okay, well, I turn off cookies and see what happens. Do I still get what I want? Or I turn off the refer, sending refer to zero, which it won't send a refer. Do I still get what I want? Turn things like that on and off inside of Firefox will help a lot as far as trying to figure out how to circumvent whatever security it's using. As far as what I use for Java interpretation, I picked SpiderMonkey, and I'm not going to go and make my own Java interpreter. Of course, you're all welcome to do that. It does a pretty decent job of getting everything to run and spit out the right text or data that you want. It's fairly straightforward. You feed it some JavaScript, and you might have to do some setoc magic to get it to parse out just right. But generally, even if it's at a dynamic site, the SpiderMonkey is pretty good at as far as running the Java that you want it to run. Your refer checking, you'll use refer checking as far as if you come to the site from a different location, obviously, it won't let you view that page, or it'll give you an error or redirect you somewhere else. And generally, that's what a lot of sites use to check for things, to check to see if you came from where you're supposed to be coming from. Curl PHP is good for automated login scripts or user interaction and also other things. You can go in and out of a shell script and then PHP with curl and then go back into shell and eventually get everything you need to rip. Along with the video, I posted the source under the scripts/proxy, and you can pretty much just download all that. And it's a very rough, disgusting source for a basic example of a site that uses cookies, refer, and also JavaScript to hide its code or keep you from downloading the site. Some other examples will be like a gallery ripping script or a copper mine, what have you. easiest thing you use to start off with those is, especially if it has thumbnails, you'll want to use something like HTTrack to start off, preferably Windows HTTrack. This is good to start off because if you're not familiar with the syntax, it's a point-and-click thing, and you can add and change the syntax and save different profiles. That'll help you out before you get to the actual command line deal. You can do things like block images with TN underscore, like for example thumbnails, or files in a certain directory, anything like that. And you'll have just things, options like search for robots or turn robots off, follow robots. Another good example, using wget with shoutcast to grab like the first 25 feeds and then throw that through a parse to get only 480 feeds. So, I mean, you can use, depending on how advanced the site is, you can pretty much get away using wget or whatever, curl, whatever you're popular with. But the key is knowing how far do they go to use or hide their code. But another good example is a snort login script that will PHP with curl log in, go to the downloads, download the current snapshot, and automatically apply it, restart snort, and all that stuff. Also a singular check script basically checks your logs in, checks your minutes, and then if it's a certain amount, we'll dump out to a text file and then email you whatever the minutes you use or if you're over your minutes. So the source for that is all I'm going to say also. For more advanced sites, you'll also see things like Flash, people trying to hide their code with Flash. Then again, you can use the decoder, see what's going on, see what's loading, see if you can reproduce it just without using Flash. Sometimes there's not a whole lot you can do once they go into the XML type of SOAP security that they have that's an option with Flash. There's not a whole lot you can do there that I know of. Other things they'll use is RawConnex that will not even listen to your proxy settings. So that's another thing that Flash can do to help protect the source. You can get the code to anything I've talked about, and of course the two videos on Flash ripping and ripping sites that have JavaScript and stuff. All that's on my site, rmccurdy.com. That's rmccurdy.com.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.